for the last few lessons, I've been talking about the ministry of Christ and how that he had been sent from God to show us the Father. And now for the next few days, I'm going to be speaking on the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how that the Father had promised the Holy Spirit. It was the promise of the Father, and Jesus promised to send the promise, the Holy Spirit that would speak to us of the things of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 4, the Bible says, as they were assembled together, that Jesus commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard of me. Jesus had already told them about the Holy Spirit and the promise of the Father. In John chapter 14, Jesus told these apostles, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Did you catch the last phrase of verse 17? He is now with you, but he shall be in you. Think of that, God living inside of us. He shall be in you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, Paul asks the question, know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Imagine that. The temples of the living God is the title of honor bestowed upon our lowly human beings. Since the fall of man and the accompanying results, mankind has been made subject to vanity. In the present, we are hampered in our most noble pursuits because of the frailty of our human bodies. Because of its transitory nature, it is subject to be ravaged by disease, time, and death. Paul referred to this physical body in which we now live as a tabernacle or a tent, temporary, yet even in mankind's present lowly estate, man is still a noble creature, fearfully and wonderfully made, yet he has fallen from that pure image and likeness in which he bore the image of the Creator into a rebellious state of sin where thoughts and imaginations are continuously evil. God has not despised him. Sin has plundered and wasted him so that he is now only a slight resemblance of the man God created in the beginning. His mind has deteriorated from its original brilliance. His spirit has become dull and has lost that sensitivity that it had in the garden fellowship with God. But there is still something grand, even majestic about him. Something that God loves, something he has determined to salvage at the most extravagant cost. In his plan of redemption, he has spared no expense, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is God's will that man be restored in redemption through Jesus Christ. He offers him a grander place with him than Adam ever knew. Whatever may be said of man now as he is, God wants him as a temple of the Holy Ghost. They are unlimited possibilities for him. God is not interested in temples made of marble and granite. He will have his law and his truth demonstrated in human temples, which are his own workmanship, created in righteousness and true holiness. The human temple, when dedicated to God, reveals its excellence as it could never be revealed in temples made by hand. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.